Take control of your tarp and upgrade your manual tarp system to electric with a Roltec electric tarp conversion by AgriCover Inc. Save time and increase productivity by tarping on the go. This system operates with the convenient push of a button, keeping your driver inside the cab and out of dust, rain, and harm's way. Upgrade your existing tarp to electric today to stay protected, clean, and on schedule. For more information or to find a dealer near you, call 800-233-4655 or visit RoltecElectric.com.
Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. Time to talk farming, agronomy. We're going to bring on Rick Swenson. He's the agronomist for Peterson Farm Seed. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Mick. How are you?
Not too bad, except it's the heat and the humidity. The people say it's not the heat, it's the humidity, but it's both today. How's that affecting our crops?
They're definitely kind of shutting down during the day, that's for sure. You know, anything above those mid-80s, and yeah, we're definitely not moving real fast when it gets this hot.
Yeah. We've seemed to, this year, receive just enough rain to, in most cases, keep the crops alive. And if we get another shot of rain here today, are we going to be okay? We've certainly taken the top off these yields, but how do you kind of analyze the various crops, Rick?
You know, it's been kind of a hit and miss year. It depends on where you are. Some areas look really, really good, and yeah, others are kind of past that point of no return. You know, it kind of started with the wheat early on, and we saw that it was too hot. It pushed it along, but even getting some of the winter wheat reports out of South Dakota, some of those guys were actually pretty happy with what they did get. But, yeah, it just depends on where you are. You look at the end-on maps, really, from east to west, everybody, some areas have picked up 11 inches, really, since the beginning of May, and other areas have picked up actually less than 2. And that really is going to tell the story of what the crop looks like right now.
Yeah. Well, we've got heat. We've got some plenty growing degree days, but we're kind of starved for moisture. But it seems like there's always a good crop of weeds or pests. So what kind of pests are rearing their ugly heads and wings?
You know, we were just talking about that a little bit ago. And when you get these dry conditions, it's kind of unknown a little bit, but fungus is actually a really big, it helps us a lot. There's a lot of different fungus out there that infect insects and kill insects. And that's something year in, year out that you don't even really ever see. So when you get into these dry conditions, you know, there's no dew in the morning. There's really no moisture on the plants at all. It kind of lets these insects do whatever they want. And especially, you know, if there is anything lush out there, they're going to be leaving the grass, the burned up grass and different things like that, and finding these lush plants, you know, like a corn silk right now. There's a lot of moisture in those, so we've been seeing more things there. Or the actively growing leaves on the soybeans. So it's kind of a 1-2 punch. It's kind of a cause and effect type of thing.
Interesting. So it's kind of like a toe fungus or something like that, that no matter how healthy they are, they're still vulnerable, huh?
Right. And given ideal conditions, you can see way more than you would normally see.
All right. Interesting. Okay. So you mentioned the corn silk. Some of it will be turning a little soon. And the spider mites, another drought year issue. How bad are spider mites this year?
You know, especially on the soybeans, I got reports out in South Dakota last week of a bunch of spider mites showing up, and we are starting to see them now through Minnesota. So if you are running into some of those drier soils, I would get out there and start looking. You know, you can find those leaves, they got a little bit of a crinkle to them or kind of a mottle to them, a little bit of a yellow or lighter color. And if you flip over the underside of the leaf, it almost has like a cottony appearance, and they're hard to see. If you actually don't have a little hand lens or magnifying lens, you might not even see them. And they're about the quarter, heck, even 10% the size of a normal aphid. Mm. So they can kind of go on or unnoticed. But one easy thing to do, see if you do have them out there, is grab a sheet of paper and shake them over a sheet of paper, and you can actually see them crawling around on that white sheet of paper. Is a good way to tell, too.
How damaging are they? How much of an impact? And is there an economic threshold for spider mites?
There definitely is. It's kind of a 1-2 thing. You know, most everybody's kind of out chasing the aphids right now. And given some of the individual chemistry, some of those might only control an aphid. And you might actually flare the spider mites and make it worse without some other beneficials out there. So Pay attention if you're visiting with your retailer, especially on the chemistry front. Make sure you're putting the right chemistry out there to try to take care of your spider mites too. It's a 1-2. I really foresee the aphids actually showing up being kind of an issue next week too. You know, a lot of the stuff I was looking at this week, we might only have 5, but we did have some up to about 300 per plant. And if you're shooting for that 250 per plant to be over the threshold, there's some fields right there. And, you know, uncontrolled, they can double their population in 2 to 3 days. So you go out and you might only have 100. Well, come back next week, you might have, you know, 800, something like that. And so just keep an eye out there on both of them.
That's the world of soybean aphids. They're born pregnant and they can, like you mentioned, double or triple the population in a short period of time. Hey, what are these lime green, bright green bugs out there?
You know, the aphids look a lot like that, but then we're also seeing a lot of the potato leafhoppers too. And, you know, they're a problem year in, year out in some crops, but I was actually seeing a lot of them in the soybeans, which caught me off guard the other day. And that's why we were looking at those, just trying to help people identify one over the other. And they tend to be quite a bit bigger than an aphid. And the same thing, they actually suck the sap and the moisture right out of the leaf. And, you know, it can damage, especially on potatoes. The threshold on potatoes is 1 nymph in 10 leaves. But Wow. They don't have a threshold on soybeans, especially big soybeans, only on little ones before V2.
And Warrior, Lord's Band, what's a good thing to can take care of leafhoppers?
I'm going to probably pass on the chemistry front. Just
okay.
Not being around it for the last few years, I don't even remember the brand.
Yeah, you're the agronomist. So, hey, before we run out of time here, we were promoting and getting excited about Farm Fest and Dakota Fest. And, of course, Peterson Farm Seed got a footprint, southern Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota. But you've got a field day coming up here on August 31st?
September 1st.
September 1st, Thursday before Labor Day.
Yep. Getting really excited about that. We put a lot of time into that, a lot of forethought and trying to come up with some projects to really actually help people drive yield. You know, there's a lot of different things out there and just some of those little things we can try to tweak and understand and take into next year to enhance yield. And so we've got a full lineup really kind of starting out at 10:30 in the morning and going all the way to 2:30. And we have it broke out into a lot of half hour sessions, just to try to keep it interesting and keep people moving and hit the high points. Should be a really good time. A lot of speakers coming in.
All right. September 1st at Prosper, North Dakota, Peterson Farm Seed Field Day before Labor Day this year. All right, Rick Swenson, thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Keep it cool. Stay well. This is Farm Talk.